mentioned on Friday that the big machlokas between the Gogan Avraham and the Vilna Gaon concerning the one of the conditions of Hachazara. One of the conditions of Hachazara is that the food should be low in its stani in the garment. It should be completely cold. And the question is, why should that be? So the Gogan Avraham says the reason is because if it's completely cold, it's not considered as Hachazara. Considered as if the first Shehiyah is already null and void. And as a result, it's not considered any more Hachazara. It's what we call the Sina Mechadosh, the most strict level. And therefore, if it's not somewhat Hachazara, food should be low and standing in the garment. It should be completely cold. And the question is, why should that be? So the Gogan Avraham says the reason is because if it's completely cold, it's not considered as Hachazara. Considered as if the first Shehiyah is already null and void, and as a result, it's not considered any more Hachazara. It's what we call the Sina Mechadosh, the most strict level. And therefore, if it's not somewhat hot, it's a violation of the halacha of the Sina Mechadosh, and even a covered fire is of no avail. This is the opinion of the Gogan Avraham. The Vilna Gaon has nothing to do with it. There's no shalom. Back in the post, we talk about long as down in the garbage for a completely different reason. They talk about a double lach, something which is liquid, and they worry about the use of midar raisa potentially, or midar abonon, or bishel. So when it comes to a double lach, we ask it how, somewhat, yesh bishel lach a bishel, unless it's long as down in the garbage. That's the lach logos between the raw and the long as down in the garbage. On Friday, we read the Ritva, who said like the long as down in the garbage, and offered a pancake. And we can find a reason to hold up the Vilna Gaon. The pancake so far, that pancake hasn't been found. I rather have two pancakes, but this one hasn't been found yet. That no one found this for me yet. Patience. I said, the Maran did find something for me. I was looking for the sugya of Dolphin Amafsik. Remember, I kept saying that the big Dolphin Amafsik, Toys Mafurish, and I go, Mordechai disagrees. And I kept asking, well, where's Dolphin Amafsik in Federation of Gil? Where is it? How can it not be there? And I said, the fact that many of the poskim, as well as we saw, discuss the issue of moving something from near the fire to on the fire, on the bleh, lying along the bleh, from the perspective of mismicha la'al gaba, which the Chazanish is mutter, and others suggest that maybe it's not so mutter, that implied that they didn't hold the old principle of dolphin amasa. But in the case of the lying along the bleh, there is no vertical wall which separates the pot from the fire. And therefore perhaps they just don't agree with it whatsoever. I found it to say for Nachal Zeret, when I think of my slime again for the Nachal Zeret, he in fact does make this point. He said that if it's near the fire, it's no dofen amafsik, and therefore it's kin to be cannot be considered the category of smicha. Well, Maharaj found the Bhagavan Avraham in Simon Shin Yud Tes Sif Kotten Lamed Tes, we quote the Rosh. For the Rosh says that the negative Azura is okay, he compared it to smicha. I didn't know Dover Hamaxik. Kevin should smicha Kachabu Lahartik Tatan Amazura, is there a care loss of that to you? Harosh. So it smiles sort of on the backhand that since it's a negative comparison with this distinction, so he seems to accept the principle of Dolphin Hamaxik. Okay. We have much more to say from the Maharad about the difficult pseudo run. Steer the solution around, but that will just wait for the tomorrow. For sure. Now we want to get down to the head. I told you today people are leaving. I think they'll let you come home and figure what to do with your kitchen. Okay, so we'll put that aside for the moment. Now, there is a problem with this Gogan Avraham. There is a problem. The Gogan Avraham, it seems that he has died in the wrong place. We'll Bobby for me to tell the Gogan where to say what he wants to say. He's the boss, right? Let him say what he wants to say. Well, the Mishnah Brewer called, listen, this is on the Marble Commons, still on the previous Marble Commons. I'm just going to touch today's Marble Commons a little bit. You have the previous Marble Commons. You saw that in Tiberesh Nun Gibel, we spoke to see a Biyur Halacha. Sif hey, the Ravaskal Uvilvad. Page 46 on top. Everyone has the Mishnah Berurah. Open up, please. Page 46. Top line. So go on the Marav Akar. Ayin b'mogad Avram. Shekosav afilu b'davah she'ein bo marav. The less be Mishnah official. There's no soup. There's no problem official proper. Nevertheless, also in the Sinai, it's prohibited. Da'avale k'meniyach l'kira l'chadkila b'shabbos. The author. That's the mother of Rabbi just mentioned a minute ago. But why? Because he's talking about panadish. Panadish is a solid, and ain't mishlach official, and therefore it's prohibited because of what reason? Because of the reason of hachazara. Fine. The chiddush, the chiddush, the new din. Habibir agra kosav who will buy canal. Look at it, it's unbelievable. The Gaon says one half a word. Not even a word, the Rosh Hashanah. Canal. And from this three letters, look at how Mishnah Berurah makes my comment. What does he say? What is canal? Baruch Salama. Da'atam, Moshe Kosta, Bereish, Sif, Beis. The Bina, Shira, Sacha, Dafka, Moshe Pirish, Hakrosh, Matam, the Mitzanen, Ha'iyah, Od Bishal, Ayan, Shal, the Chen, Mashma, Lamayim, Bedarki, Moshe, Shekosta, Shebedovet, Sona, Noah, Yinka, Beis, Yosef, Bekosh, and Lahakrim. And that's Pshat the Rambam over here. And you do a time of Beis Yosef, because you need Bishalach HaBishal. He calls them Bucha that the Gros is right. Right? I'm Panadish, Dovah Yavesh. No. He's including Marek as well. Bottom line is what comes out according to the Mishnah, according to the Bira Gros. And the Mishnah Berurah is noted to the Bira Gros. We mentioned this on Friday by Riva, the bust in the Hender. What comes out? That the if something is a solid, even if it's completely cold, there's no Easter of Ahazor. Other conditions are met. Oz of Yoda, not to the Hazar, both. Obish has a track. One. Or if you're from Boston, neither. There was the Rambo, there was the Ram, which seems to be against the other part of the Yerushalayim, which you went to. Then it can even be cold. You with me so far? It can even be cold. What's my problem with the Mogad Avraham? The Mogad Avraham said it too late, in my opinion. He said it in Sifhei. What's Sifhei going on? We saw Sifhei already last week, or the week before. What is Sifhei? Sifhei is referring to a case of a Tanur, Sha'ofu Bavibod Yom, and some say it's permissible to put something in an oven where there's residual heat, to heat it up on Friday, because it's only have them out, etc. And the other, I'm all right, Uvavad Lunasana Lagam. In my humble opinion, when it comes to this crime, it's just, hey, it seems to me that everyone should agree that the Vilna Gaon is right. But the Shalom Nassan of the Gamre as a condition in Sifhei is why? Because official. But not because of Ahazara. I'll tell you why. If you're going to tell me that the problem of Ahazara, so then it won't help. Nothing will help. Not Hosea B'Yodah, not that other Hazir, not Gorah Fakotah, not Lo Nassan of the Gamre. Why? Talk about Matirin L'Klita and L'Tok Tanu. We learned that Sugya of Hachazor. What did we learn in Sugya of Hachazor? What's Moshe? Al-Gabba, but not what? But not Chokha, because of Purusha Gemara. We saw in Sifbei. The header over here in Sifbei is that this has nothing to do with any kind of Hachazor. Why? Since it's only a small amount of residual heat, Hachazor presents no problem. If that's the case, the only reason to necessitate to understand the Gamri is why? Is why? It's an official problem. So where should the Mogad Avraham have said his piece? Back at Sifbeis. It's Sifbeis where we are taught that there are situations known as Hachazara. Right? And there in Sifbeis, that's where the Shulchan Aruch required, all the Biyodo, that we talked about what? That's the Lahasi, all these things are there. So then, where the Shulchan Aruch writes, Kolzman, Shiro Sachas, Mishnah Berurah writes, Sifkot Lundalit, towards the end. Why? First starts saying, because official, and they said, well, the Fima Shapasak of Aramo, this is Mishnah Berurah of Lundalit, Fima Shapasak of Aramo, okay? Shom, Nog will the Hokel, Him Lord of Stan and Lagamre, okay? Hold on a second.
1 minute, please. Somewhere, I believe, he quotes the Magen Avraham from later on. Here to cut the down once again, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, like the Vilna Gaon. And the reason why Nigro Sakas is why? Because of the official problem, not because of a Achzara problem. Later on, Ramorai, next page, page 44, Miu, Imitzdane, Lukule Alma Hosser, let's see what happens over there. That's right. Samachet, that's what I was looking for. It happens to be going on the bus in the heaven. On the heaven of, but that's a detail. Here the Mishnah Berurah writes, Samachet. Why? Number one, the official. And number two, Ayala Kalamba Bagan Avram, Shakas Lamet Bob, Shakasa, Rafila Vadova Yavish, Shain Bomora, Lo Shayak official, Gamke Nasim, Kavan Shimonistanet, but lo hashiya rishona vavikinos and after they fell into soch atanur was there also before gavne. Oh, so the Magen Avraham should have said it in Sifay, either here or even earlier in Sifay. That's where it belongs. Why said it in Sifay is to be somewhat of a mystery. Could be the Nachal Deri asked the question too somewhere, but I don't remember. It's a little bit of a blur. But that's my question. Why the Magen Avraham postponed this nekuda for later on? And the Mishnah Berurah says the Din Chodesh, no one ever said it before. He didn't have a Ritzvah. We found a Ritzvah like that. It's not completely a Din Chodesh by character, it's like the Vilna Gaon, who will offering a pancake. Just to see everyone's in the push. I guess you can argue if you don't say anything, it's like the Vilna Gaon. But that's all push. Okay, that's point number one for today. It's a big machlokas, and it's a question of why the Magen Avraham said what he said there. He really should have said it later on. That's number one. Number two. Let's say a person wants to put something in the refrigerator on Friday night, and let's say Thursday night. On Thursday night, I put it back on the fire on Friday night. That's like I got carried away. On Friday night, you want to put it in the refrigerator to cook some chicken and kugel, put it back on the left on Shabbos morning for a soup. So the only head that we have so far was we called the head of the Ramah, based on his Pshat of the Yerushalmi, which is the translation is based on a printing mistake in the Yerushalmi, and Ramah himself said he shouldn't really rely upon it, and etc., etc. Okay. But at first, that's another head. Another head. Because there are some folks who maintain Rav Moshe among them. Rav Moshe seems to say a Kiddush Nifla. Nifla Venaira. Seems to say a Kiddush Nifla. Even the Chatkila is permissible. You have something which is Dakal Ahasir, and you put it Al Gabe Mika or Safsa, not Al Gabe Karaka, and it's permissible to return it to the fire. Again, the Pasha Shat and the Ramah, but since the Mishnah Berurah was so made, the DRLO, said there are different choices, it didn't have all the Svarim, but now you found some of the other Svarim who have more Megil. You didn't see the Ra'ah, the Shulki Borim, and the Riyadh, and the Nihiri, and the Tavis, and a whole bunch of people. So it means you should have to be able to either hold the Biyodo or down the Lahashir. And if the case of Agave Mita, not Agave Kaka, is an additional slip, the Batana, because the Batana holds, not Agave Kaka, it's Hetzagama. And we have all Yushalmi, the whole complicated Yushalmi, so on Friday, that maybe indeed if you put it on the Sapsal pen, well, the question has to hold on. If it's on something, if you didn't hold on, maybe it'll be okay. The kids, he's not to the hook. And Rav Moshe passes this way, gets the Pasha Pshat in the Ramah. But one could argue that the refrigerator is not in the ground. Somebody asked me a question last week. What's between the ground and the table? So the first question, what I'd say, if the refrigerator is put in, it's not in the ground. It's as far as 3 feet above the ground. So that should be the equivalent of what? Of agave, sapsal, of mito, the counter. And then if you want the refrigerator, you can put it back on the glass. Let's see your fish sheet. So the fee on the other side is not correct. I'll tell you why I think it's not correct. Why is karka different? For one of two reasons. Either because the karka is cold, as some sort of people put it, or because karka is way the hesek adah, further down, further away. According to either of those sides, the refrigerator was worse. The refrigerator was worse than it was colder than the ground. You sleep for 8 hours.
Well, even in this camp, it's only 4 hours. But still, it's a great answer to that, putting it down on the karka. That's why that heter, I believe, was not applied. The only heter you have, therefore, of Osai, is the heter of the Ran, which is the Ramon, which is the Ramon, so you really should not rely upon. Okay. What happened? I want to now go through with you, since we have a lot of copies here of Rabbi Ida Sefer, and then we'll please everyone who get a hold of us get one. I'm going to go through the Ma'am Apartments from last time, and we'll tie this into our final point, but there should be a cooler. Okay, so on the Ma'am Apartments, it says in the last sheet test, we have to see. Go in order. A lot of important things that we're sort of finishing up the sugya. These are very important things we have to say. One is our Tav Shin Chav test. This is the critical hour. Do you remember we saw that the Sakta Kananya, someone came running with me on Friday, the Val, there's no left under the soup. Someone came to me in front, there's no left under the soup. That's correct. How can it be? So I said, what's the problem? I'm not going to put the soup back on the fire. Now, I'm not sure if the soup is the standard of Rallo. It's not going to be up, but probably Rallo. But even if not, we talked to Nagum. I told him, Nagum, a Kananya. Wait a minute. But the Bia Loka would have said, you know, you popped a Kananya with a Kvetch. We're not so excited about it. But they said, you know, let the Rosh Hashanah Lashon. Hanachah of the Israel, you know, like let it be, because they're a duke of Rodak Shabbat. So I told you the other thing, I never showed you what you saw. Here it is. Page 331, the Chazanish writes, Om Nem Nire, the Ein Kavana Tarash Mishim Butuk Shiu Shogi, Chatz Mishalom, Hala Kavana Soza, Kema Shemach Mir and Abizoli Olam, Kema Shil Tzur Riffa Olam, Hala Roar La Ach Mishalom, Yipanash Mishim Plukta, Nei Shiesh Kan Harbi Kama Mitu Lodak Shabbat, Lo Yishvu La Ach Mir, and the call chef shall the hawk will make you a din yom will the hawk will make you a din ef shall the mekilim the hawk will afreish and b'nei and b'nei shall elu shekilu al pirot I will say we are b'chach me ashkenaz you ashkenaz we your nearly father bali at hosus we got you with the rest of then anach lam is the yisra for adas I will say na mekilim v'esh shen la akra fesh agon and loach miru last month some of it I will come to Gemara Lama Zion that there were those who were mekil not based on some kind of a b'diyev. So the Chatzchila, we pass like Rashi and Tais, to Ashkenazim. That's all. Not based on the Mutav Shiu Shogi. That's what I want to show you inside in page 331. Let's now turn to Ha'ara Tav Tav. That's the page 338. Very important Ha'ara. We spoke about the blef, right? What are you supposed to cover? We never saw it inside. So this is page 338, Tara Tuff Tuff. Okay? He says as follows. He says, quote, quote, a Kiddush Nifla from Rav Moshe. Unbelievable Kiddush. It's a secret. No one knows about it. I'll be in the Galat Sof. Rav Moshe wants to suggest that you should be able to put a pot. Now, don't quote me as a halach. It's not the cooler I'm looking for today, because we don't pass this way. Cooler coming later. But this is just a wild idea. Relevant and it's a bit the quote back though, the whole that's still up to us next time I'm you get out. What about all Bar Mehemet? Someone did it in Aveir. Did you eat the food? That's a big question people have. So that'll come to Rav Moshe's cooler. But let's show it to see it now. And by the 10th line he says, Vizibra Masla Vihina, Hidi H. Tam Godot, Lo Shayat, Klau, Lakzer, Betanuri, Gez Shalom. Our Gez Shalom is no. Why? The Chazir and Shirak Shalom, you can't have a bigger column Godot. And the only time Chazam in Exeros is you may come to the what? You may come to stoke the coal. There are no coals in our ovens. True, you could take the handle and pick up, turn up the gas. That was not the cloud of Exeros Chazam. Ain't none of the Kaddish Exeros can have faith. That's what Revelation says. Nevertheless, the Pizei after the Lokisu got our Kastorim. So you know what? Having a whole fight to cover the handles too. You don't have to cover anything. Make your it in. Because there's no coal there. You want to be machmir that we have covers enough to cover the fire. Yolz and Tov, it's better to cover the handles as well. Fine. Then he has a bracket. Bracket. Vizira de Vizesh of the Chastar of Torah. After the Choshen was Kitoch Petit. That's the last topic on the new Baram of Kavish. But if you remember now, and you know what that means yet, keep it in mind. Then he quotes. Shabbat and Shem are Rabbah and Fatla. If the Tandur of Dizan, after the Tov Gam of the Haeshi of the Husa of the Blech, or Iko of the Kisri Akav Torah. Yeah, enough to cover the handle. Wow. Why is that? So I guess the Baran El Shemi Chasa Vigga Kolon. Gotta make a hecker and stop you. In the old days, the same cover would prevent you from soaking. Today, that cover the fire is here and the handles are there. What good is to cover the fire? Cover the handles. And not enough to bother covering the fire. The Baran says. So therefore, this could be of help for the Shasa Tchak. We discussed the Baran said even by Hasdara. The Rav Shimon and I answered Kasha, we saw this already last week, week before. How did it help the Metzik of Avash? That's a good question. So I thought Rav Baran probably didn't hold the Metzik of Avash. But I wanted to show you inside where he pulled Rav Baran for the first time. This is over here, okay? Very important. So then at the end, there's an interesting horror. You put up the fire to the high. There's no Shemi Yechad then. But then maybe there should be no prayer. So Rav Baran says, no. First of all, no plug. And second of all, you may put it down and put it back up again. This is all footnote tough stuff I wanted to show you. Now let's go to Simit. Here we go. Top, top, kuk, nun, zayin. This is on page 353. Yeah. Here's our question. Look, interesting. Look at this happen over here. Some poskim, other poskim, the last line. Other poskim, hold. If you remove that shop, not place it onto the ground, but onto a table, bench, or the like. If he intended to return it, it's permissible even not in a case of necessity. Who said so? Kain Mashma, Igor's Moshe, the Kain Shemata Nipi. Rav Moshe helped play that actually just a few minutes ago. Rav Moshe is willing to be making even the Chatila against the Ramah, as long as you have Dat Lahavzir, and he put it on, not on the floor, but on a table. Rav Moshe was willing to rely on that tool. Now, turn the page. We have an interesting question. Let's see. Samach Gimel. Yeah. This is what we saw before. The Rav Aaron Kutler says that you can even put it in. Yeah, I can show you this one before. You can put it into the oven on Shabbos as long as you cover the what? Handle. Below oven. I don't understand. What do you do with the Rekha Mavasha? The next place on the page. I want to show you where it has to be together to all the stars. Now, we come to something really interesting, which we haven't discussed yet. What happens if the fire goes out? This can't happen. Well, you have your shawl with the fire. It may have happened here, I don't remember. The fire goes out, it can happen. It happens to the best of them. Now what do you do? What would you say logic? What would you say if the fire goes out? No, what would you say? Bad news for the Jews, right? What? Once the fire goes out, it's like you put it on the table. Because who cares? It's very nice. There's no fire. And you put it on the table, go to the Rambo. You're not supposed to put it back. So that's over here. Top stuff, fresh fast. It's follow. Kavo ha'esh make it. Why? The be'inan ma'isa b'poel levatel shi'ir rishona. So he picked it up. You did it purposely. But if it happened sort of by mistake, then nah.
What do you want to do?
No, he's...
So he's making it.
He's making it. Put it back on. Go find a friend's in his left. Go to your friend's kitchen next door. Put it on his left. That's the next step. But he said he can do that. So I wanted to show you before we go any further to the new Maram premise. We're now officially finished with this. Of course, Rav Moshe has a lot of reasons to be made. Rav Moshe says that even if you put it down, but not put it in a place which is off the fire, you can return it to Dafa Lahafsin. What the problem is, he may not say Dafa Lahafsin. But the answer is that you only Dafa Lahafsin means you should not have Dafa to remove it. That's the verb. You know how long you have to have Dafa to return it.
should have done it to remove it permanently. It's even better than that last. You never wanted to take it off in the first place. That's your question tomorrow. Okay? So before we discuss our final topic for today, I want you to get the Shmira Shabbos still coming. Okay, so many of you haven't, you can open it up and keep from the item paper. But as you see, the next topic is the new one, the new sheet is both only based on these two svarim. That's it. So let's first say, I added one that I forgot last time. Ha'ora Sama Tech, they're both like. Fascinating Ha'ora.
According to this Kula, that you can move it to a different plane.
Right.
The same plane has to go to Kandin.
Of course. Of course. That's Pasha. I love it.
But
maybe you should... Hazara, let's see. You gotta put it back on a new plan. It doesn't have to be covered. Not covered, nothing to talk about.
You
never to a motion. But anyway. If we got other cooler, that the gas stove is different, he didn't mean to pass in that way. That's just a screw out of Svara of Alma. But Lemaisa, you didn't rely upon that Svara whatsoever. Comes along, we have Neubert, on page 10, in the same crisis. The fire went out. I guess it happens in Eretz Yisrael too. The fire went out. Now what do you do? Now what do you do? He says, well, you can find a different fire which is covered and put it there. Why? So he writes in the Ora Sama Pes, a couple of stuff. Interesting. It's fascinating. Number one, the Ran. Okay? The Ran. The Ran's boss, we call the boss in the head. Then number two, Rav Shlomo Zalman. Even against the Tibiol, against the Ramon, against the Tibiol, like the Rabbah told the Hafer, against the Ran. Here it's better. Why? Why? Because you know that sometimes the fire goes out. You had a mind to put it, if that would happen, to a different fire. Why? Even if you'll view it as Kibi HaKanah HaGabe Karka, look what he says. Svaru. I feel like I'll be out of this one. The Dafkin Hemet be a dying HaGabe Karka. Also, Maisa, Shadira Kilay, see, I'm dying to be the Hafter. Rak Oz comes from Ramah Tola. Have a loaf, you should not block Deir Mei Leo, or Kopsa. Okay? That's what he said. Look at this fascinating comparison. Dutma Ladover, in Hesek Adash on Tzitzis Utfilin. Do you believe this now? Compared to Tzitzis Utfilin. Ah, Shemnach Lachaliso, on the Shmetut Tfilin, in Mokam Acholzer, 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 in Mokam in Ira the Mazer Ben Tafila, ain't no one in the Vara. It always bothered me. Talent falls off. Shabbanarim says, make it wrong. People don't do it. Why not? Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Kiddush Nifl. For who? Shabbat Shabbat Tfila, Salavisha, Varadat, Alios, Lovashman, calls Mana Tfila. It was the Chavit talking about when he used to wear talents all day long. There was no specific set time. Hey, wear as long as you wear. It falls off, then it's a problem. But we have in mind to wear only for half an hour. Camp 45 minutes of dominating. So then, you have such a tense kavana. Even if it falls off, you don't have to make a bro. But a chiddush nifle, it was bros. Same thing here too. Hakol yodin, it tells man a suda, and therefore in the hafir. And he brings an interesting comparison to hatmana. We're not up to hatmana yet, but that's his third comparison. So that's it. Now I'm also at the stage set for the cooler of the cooler of the sun. Now both sides, you know, we're gonna have to be very tough. I was not happy with the Ramon's cooler with the Tehran Toblach. But it's pretty much left directly, but I'm not happy with that. What else am I not happy with? The Kadeh with left, well, I wasn't happy with. Even my biggest problem was that even Kadeh I got me Kadeh, which everyone seems to be making for those 2 days in the Chava, I was not so excited about that. So it's not some practice. It's not going to use the Kadeh of life and it's going to fall off. And the whack. So where is it? Come to say this? Well, let's proceed to the Shemir Shabbos. I'm against the Shemir Shabbos. That's not what I'm against. You have the Shemir Shabbos open. Please turn the footnote I and Aleph and I and Zayis. Just turn one more page Yud. Where you write. You write. Kosif Kofei. Ula Plata Hashmalit. You head of the Shabbat also known today. Chulent Plata. Have you added this for our coma, Mako Shalev, and Begila the Bashala there? We got PF to the Hagel and Penis of Home. So we write to me, says, neither reason applies. There's no Nirek of a Bashal, and there's no Ak, and there's no Shemi of Ak.
applied. Gavaldik. The new.
Yes.
deep freeze, it's Wednesday. Since the first day of camp, it'll be a month later. I don't care what alcohol is. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make one bit of difference. If I found Baruch Hashem, it should be only a cold Kore Bamidbar, but you know, I'm made for everyone to stop, but I'm not going to make them, you know, completely off the wall.
Or you go that way?
Baruch Hashem. But before the Shabbat was printed, Rabbi Ida said was printed. He quotes this almost. The fact that this is what I said. Let me explain to you. This is in footnote 12, Kuf, Samach, Bo. Here's a summation. Ayub, Heed up Han Kuf, page 313. It says, how do you heat up cold dry food? They may be placed onto a radiator or a hot plate, which is not used for cooking but only for reheating or maintaining heat, and cannot be adjusted. It's a Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. You write to the bottom, why? Who's the source? Great, the best source in the world. Kach nireh. Make sense? Go to Hador. Kach nireh. Kev and they derech levashasham, lamezik and levashasham. And it's no problem. It's no problem whatsoever. Finish. And he hit it the very last line. I am Shubasak Ramah from Rav Moshe. And the end. Whole Slam of Test. Let's take a look. Whole Slam of Test. Go back. Stay there. What page is this on? Page Yud Zayin. Yeshkele Matsui, top of the first line. Raklatino and Ophel and Mishalim. Velola Bishal, Shakar and Hot Plate. Or Hot Tray. Or Steam Table. I'm not sure if it's an elder thing. Say. And Mutal the Chavim Dab and Yavish have a Mushal called Sarko. Vali Absik Zera. Came in there and Bishal came there and Bishal Bekah. Shuv. See Al Hot Plate, Al Hot Tray. In E. Efshal is Bashal Sham. Oh, Mutal the Hamid Kedera Chama. What word is the ball? It's one word here. Actually, Rosh Tavis is a disaster. What's that word? Iyesha. Iyesha means it's impossible to be cooked. Didn't answer the question. Follow people. Hold on a song. He asked him about a hot tray. And a hot tray, we know, can't get got the lettuce. If it, let me listen to me carefully. If it can't get yatsa lettuce, there's nothing to talk about. The portion is the brewer. If it's not yatsa lettuce, there's nothing to even discuss. Now, as soon as it's yatsa lettuce, well, it's extra lavasho. Because what's yatsa lettuce? Well, it's at least water. It can make it yatsa lettuce, well. That's already considered to be cooking. We've ordered it hard enough then. So it's not shy. I'm not going to stop it. Now, here I was in trouble. I picked up the phone, called up Rabbi Ida himself, called him out. He said, what does this mean? Yesha. But you didn't ask about Yesha. You asked about something which by definition is Yesha. It's Yesha Lessig. It took put water on it. He said, you're right. You know, he asked Rabbi Yesha to Israel. Rabbi Yesha, he didn't mean it. Yesha means, ain't that there of Lamasha. And if you don't believe Rabbi Ida, even though we ain't asking Rabbi Yesha, now you tell me the Shabbos kitchen. We met Rabbi Cohen, the best buyer for Rabbi Yesha, also not mistaken. Low resign. He did the same thing. What happened here? You have Shnei Eidim Nemonim. Eidim Nemonim. Who both say that Rav Moshe held, Baruch Hashem, this cool that I know is never pushing. That it's permissible to put cold chicken or kugel onto a non-adjustable hot plate, even if it's very hot, as long as it's something which is used primarily used for heating and not used for cooking. I believe all of our hot plates are that way. One way? Yes. Just won't help. Nothing else. Nothing else. If it is adjustable hot plate, nothing else. If you break it, take off the knob, you can just turn it without the knob. We know that. In my house, for 10 years at least, there were no knobs in the oven. Why? We're running around here now. When 10 years ago, when here was the Sakana Safashis. The whole big floor, we were back on 4 7 days a week. No knobs. Whenever we wanted to put on the fire, we
turns it without the knob. It's a little gray, you know, a little harder. It's right in and turn. The only way to be mocking it is to break it, make it non-adjustable forever. Well, just to cover it doesn't help. Yes.
Oh, it's foggy. It's cold.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, I didn't see what you were saying. I do say it. I'm sure it's impossible to be machata big a column to raise it. You have to raise it. You can lower it. Lower it like a TWA, but it got low. Boom. Yeah, that's the lower. From 200 degrees to zero. You don't call that lower. I mean, that's, you know, that's very good point you raise. There's no zero. Another point. Some of these houses have an on and off switch. You ever see those? On and off. Also, off is off. It's like unplugging it. That's not considered adjusting it. It's turning it off. Okay? So therefore, that's not, there's no such there. To the best of my knowledge, yes.
Why covering the angle of it?
Because then it ends up in a normal Kira Rufa Ketuba. It means the same as the covered fire. When it comes to a covered fire, we already know that law. But you're supposed to have it in your hand. That old story, see, that should take it from the refrigerator. Everyone following me?
By W.
You with me? Everybody with me? Why am I saying all this so much? I found, sure enough, the knuckle there is against it. Could have predicted it. Abraham, so he says, that's awesome. Can I put things in the Shabbos? Even he's wrong, it's even more mocked. A third opinion. But even if you cover it, still it. If you don't cover it, it's no good. It does the same as a regular fire. Why? You know the answers? If you have to see the Rav Neuberg, I don't understand. Instead of saying it doesn't make any difference, wait, I can't figure it out. The Nachman Zohar, I understand completely. He says, low blue. It was on the pole that blue, whatever. Low blue. That's it. Low blue. No distinctions are made. The reasons don't apply. The answer applies anyway. Starts rattling off rye after rye after rye, that it's true. None of the ryes are correct in those things. Every single rye that they bring is a case in which there is a possibility, albeit remote, of chitul. You may remember that you may have seen in your Rambam Kerma somewhere, that the Rambam says, why they mock the person? God, Lord, all this are followed by a tanner who's in, or even the growth of hell. He said, you know, a major dispute. That's why the Mars Marmor comes, and the lengthy passage of the Hamadish, that's where the monkey comes in. Monkey see, monkey dead, that's where the cult is in that paragraph. We're going to discuss with the Shem, you look at the Ramah, look at the Hamadish, why I have certain problems with Zach, maybe that's also going to be a monkey. But look, it'll still be here tomorrow, and then we'll discuss that as a Shabbat. The KMO.